DM dilemma time. We have a DM from Perfume Penny. She writes, "Hey, ANA, is this weird? My boyfriend got me a perfume for Valentine's Day. I was putting it on this weekend, and I mentioned how much I liked it. My boyfriend said, oh yeah, my ex liked it a lot too, except he didn't say ex. He said her name, and it fell right out of his mouth. It made me feel strange. But I don't want to say anything to him until I know I'm not being crazy. Should I mention this to him, or is that crazy? 601-995-1017. I'm going to vote a little bit crazy. Because just he probably likes that scent himself, and it doesn't necessarily remind him of his ex. This is my guy perspective on this. It doesn't remind him of the ex, but it reminds him of happy times. He probably, you know what I mean? Like, it brings you back to those happy memories of a good time with somebody, but nobody in particular. So you're fine to smell like that.
I would have agreed with you. Like, recently, I would have agreed with you. But I recently have been seeing, like, all these TikToks of girls who say, like, I have this hack to make sure my ex never gets over me. And it's, they wear one perfume all the time. And they'll spray it all over, like, his pillow and his clothes. So that way, he's constantly inundated with that smell whenever they're dating. Just because smell is the biggest, like, memory-inducing thing. Like, it helps you remember stuff. It conjures memories. And so they're like, that way, anytime if we break up and he smells that perfume, he's going to think of me. So I could see how if this girl, if who we're calling Perfume Penny, is has seen those videos just like me, how she might be a little worried. Like, is this what the ex did? And did the tactic work? Is he thinking about, you know, Isabella?
Every time
he smells the perfume.
601-995-1017. Would you be concerned if you were in Perfume Penny's shoes? Would you say anything to the boyfriend? Would you just keep it to yourself?
Kyle Mila texted in and said, perfume is an aphrodisiac. It invokes passion. So yes, he is thinking about the ex.
Really?
Yeah. We got a text from somebody that wants to remain anonymous. And I loved it. It says, I am certified crazy, but even I think Perfume Penny is overthinking to an extreme. Definitely don't say anything. And this is coming from someone who says something about everything.
That's awesome.
And then Gita texted in and says, it depends on if he bought it for the ex or if it was just what the ex used.
Oh.
Like, if he used to buy it as a gift for the ex, then it might be a problem.
Interesting. Oh, see, I think it's the opposite way. I think if he was introduced to that scent because the ex wore it already.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, though, if he just bought, I don't know. It's interesting. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I wouldn't be jealous because I'm not a jealous type of person. So it really wouldn't bother me.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
I don't think there's anything to worry about because I actually, there is a scent that I remember from, like, I don't know, 14, 15 years old. Like, a girl that I had a crush on would wear. It wasn't a perfume. It was more of a body spray. It was very tropical smelling. And anytime I get a whiff of that, it's like, oh, that's nice. And I instantly think the girl is more attractive because she smells like that. But it's not necessarily that I'm remembering this one girl. Actually, it was a bunch of girls who wore that same scent whenever I was in school. Thanks so much for the call.
Thank you.
Sylvia, what do you think?
So I'm on team, it's no big deal.
Are you?
I think what happened is that he was with this other girl, and he bought her a perfume, and she liked it. And he's like, oh, cool, this is a safe present. This is a present I can get a girl that she's going to like. And so he got a new girl, and he knows that girls like that scent. He finally found something that was easy that he can get her. And that she would probably like. And I think that's as deep as it goes in the guy's brain.
We're not a very smart creature. I will say that. So I think you have a very good point. Like, he got a good reaction from giving the gift once. He's like, I'm going to do that again.
I feel like it's still fair, though, if it, like, crossed her mind. Like, they're in a relationship. She should be able to say, hey, like, I just kind of wanted to check in. Like, this made me feel a little weird. And or do you think she should just not say anything at all?
I think in any relationship, you should always bring anything up like that that you're having an issue with. But don't come at it to him with something aggressive because he's probably going to be shocked.
Right.
Like, wait, what? I didn't think about that. Like, you know, so come at it like, you know, maybe we could try getting a new scent. It just makes me feel a little uncomfortable because she smelled like that. It just makes me a little insecure. And then he'd be like, okay, we could do that.
Fine. You're right. His mind is going to be blown, though. Like, he's going to question everything he thinks he knew about women from now on if she brings
it up. Want him to feel attacked, basically.
Thanks for the call.
All right, thanks.